Welcome to Five by Faith, podcast for teens.
We live by faith, not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
Is your host, Mommy?
You're supposed to say her real name.
I forgot. Here's your host, Amy Ailes.
Hello, flyers. Ready for takeoff? I'd like to encourage you to fly by faith and not by sight. Why fly and not live or walk or whatever your Bible translation says? Because to fly is to rise above our limited view and see through God's eyes. To fly is to be free. I'm excited to introduce my guest today, Nadia Barella. Nadia is 16 years old. I met Nadia when I went to pick up my daughters from VBS, and Nadia was one of the helpers there. I gotta say, I totally went up to her and her friends and was like, hey, I write teen fiction. Do you read? Want to be on my podcast? And I think I scared a few away, but they were totally cool. And Nadia had the greatest facial expressions. I just remember the whole time I was talking, her eyes got all wide and her mouth dropped open, and I could tell she was all into it. So I love it. Nadia, welcome to Fly by Faith.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Nadia Barella. I'm 16 years old. I live in Southern California, and I love volunteering at my church.
You are busy. I just know we talked a little bit beforehand. You're babysitting and starting jobs and doing all kinds of awesome summer teen stuff, and I'm sure that it will continue to get busy for you. In the middle of all of this that you have going on, I'm curious to know, what has God been speaking to you lately?
Well, this summer, because I've been so busy with just summer camps and volunteering at summer camps, one of them being a missions trip that I was able to go to in Oregon, we had a lot of those reflection kind of questions. And one of the main things that I felt like God was telling me was to step out of my comfort zone in ministry. And so going on the missions trip, I was able to see a lot of my friends step out of their comfort zone and share their testimonies and stories, and those were able to help so many people. And I just kind of felt like God's been telling me to step out of my comfort zone. So being on this podcast was a little out of my comfort zone, but I'm so excited to do it.
I love it. That's so great. Thank you so much for being here too and being brave in that way, just stepping out of your comfort zone. I really appreciate that. That is really even the theme of this podcast too, is to fly by faith, to step out where we're not comfortable and say, God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? So I think that's so great. How can I be praying for you?
Oh, well, first off, being that I will be able to find more opportunities to step out of my comfort zone in the ministry field. And then second, I did just get a new job at a local cookie shop, and I didn't realize how much work goes into prepping to work there. So many forms to fill out, videos to watch, and then just so many worries as I prepare to go on the first day. And just, I've never had a job before, so it'll be my first job. So that's a little scary, but so excited.
Even I do new things all the time, such as starting a podcast. And it is scary. It's, you know, it's new and exciting, but scary sometimes. So I would love to pray for you right now. And listeners, you can agree with me as I pray for Nadia. And if you feel like you relate to anything that I pray, you can put your name in this prayer too. It's not just for Nadia. It's meant for all of you listeners. And let me know too if this prayer was helpful for you. And you can text me at Amy Earls, 541-224-6521. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll have my number in the show notes. So Nadia, I'd like to share a verse with you.
I would love that.
Listen in. Hebrews 11:2 in the New Living Translation says, through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. That's it. It's a short verse. I'll be reading through what these ancient people did in upcoming podcast episodes as I read through Hebrews 11. But what stuck out to me with this verse for you, Nadia, is that it is through faith that people see God's goodness in you. Kind of like in the verse in Philippians 4 that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. It is by faith that people in the Bible did the amazing, right? And it is by faith through Christ that you can do all things. So let me pray for you.
Thank you.
God, there are times when we are afraid. And I know that Nadia took a big step of faith when she decided to take that job. And it is a big step because it's new and challenging and it takes time. I pray for Nadia that you'd give her the gift of faith, that as she goes into work, that she'd see it as a step of obedience for you. You will meet her there. You will strengthen her, Jesus. She can do all things by faith through you. I pray for my listeners too, who may be approaching big changes in their lives. I pray for courage. I pray for peace. I pray for confidence by faith. And I pray too for Nadia, who's going into this idea that she just wants to step out and just believe. And you're going to respond to that. You will call her to things. And it's good because you are good. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you'd like to be a teen guest on the podcast, or if you'd like some prayer, check out my website at authoramyearls.com/flybyfaithpodcast or text me at 541-224-6521. I can't wait to pray for you. You've been listening to Fly by Faith, a podcast for teens with Amy Earls and Nadia Barella. Until next time, on Huerto.